Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
So what are women doing that they shouldn't? The truth is, according to this research, a few things. And Raven, I am guilty of every single one of these.
Oh, boy. Well, I hope I didn't make any of you do it.
All right.
How about that?
Well, good news. It's not something that a man forces a woman to do, per se. But what it does is it's something that women do, and it's basically, and I hate this phrase, apologizing for being a woman, you know, and a study came out a couple years ago and it said this.
Now, researchers have also found that women will often say sorry with greater frequency than men. According to this recent study, women reported offering more apologies than men, but they also reported committing more offenses. So this finding suggests that men apologize less frequently than women because they have a higher threshold for what constitutes offensive behavior.
Just for clarity's sake here, are we talking about like actual apologies, or are we just talking about when you say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, like when people do that? Because I do that a lot.
It's a combo of both.
Yeah.
And I do think that there's some people that it's just in their nature to apologize. Mm-hmm. I know for me, it's like if I'm getting on an elevator and I need somebody to move, I'm like, I'm sorry, can you move? What am
sure.
I apologizing for? Get out of the way. Why are you standing right in the middle?
No, I do that too.
You know, or yeah, same thing. Or if you have to ask a coworker to do something that you've already asked them, I'm sorry, but that's your job.
Right,
job. Why am I apologizing because you didn't do what you were supposed to do the first time?
Mm-hmm.
And I think women tend to do that a lot in everyday conversation. It's so funny because I could be at a store like TJ Maxx or Marshall's,
sure,
and you get in a sorry off with another woman.
Yeah.
Like, you're in the same aisle that's cramped by all those clothes.
You're trying to pass each other.
Right. And you're like, I'm sorry. What are we sorry for? We're just trying to get by.
Yeah, well, how about move?
Yeah.
Well, you can say that, too, but that's not very nice. Then you'd have to say, I'm sorry.
So it's true. I think that, and there's a whole logic that women are apologizing for their existence, and that's why they're always saying, I'm sorry so much, and you shouldn't do that, and you should be more conscious of it. Okay, check. But then this
is the reason why us ladies use so many exclamation marks in our business emails. We overuse exclamation marks so people don't think that we're mean, horrible people.
100%.
I mean, again,
100%.
Maybe the percentages are more with women, but there are plenty of men that do this too. I mean, email's just cold. So when you write an email and you want somebody to not feel like you're being like abrupt with them or whatever, I mean, oftentimes you have to kind of overexpress your willingness or whatever to do this in the email, because email's just cold.
Well, it's so, I agonize when I write emails to people I don't know well. And it's, nobody would call me, if you know me in real life,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm compassionate and like and loving and all that, but I'm not warm and fuzzy. Like, I'm not a big ray of sunshine, you know?
Sure, so, but if you read your emails, do you think that you are?
It's like, I'm the happiest person in the whole world. Looking forward to meeting you, exclamation point. Like, can't wait to follow up with you on this, exclamation point. What? Why do we do that?
Yeah, but are you, as a woman, do you feel like that's you compromising yourself, or do you feel like that's good business practice? Because I think that if you're not warm and fuzzy and you take the time to sculpt your emails to feel more approachable or whatever, like, it's being effective for you, and not just with men either. Like, that message is getting to other women and they're reading it the same way.
I don't know.
It feels like a lot to just be like, women do this and men never do this. That's all I'm saying.
So I went.
I'm sorry.
The few emails that I've written today, I've purposely not used exclamation points.
Okay.
It's pained me. It's like,
somebody's getting that email and they're just like, this is an evil person.
Right. They're going to be like, all right, I got it. Meeting's on Tuesday. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. Don't do that, though.
Okay. Yeah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.